It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Well, for today's edition of Right on the Money, Dave and I are celebrating.
Hi, Debbie. Why are you so happy? Why do you hear the angelic choirs?
I just paid off my car.
Hey! Congratulations.
Oh, Dave, do you know what it feels like not to have a car payment?
In fact, I do. Have you not seen the vehicles I drive? If you're carrying a car payment on a 2009 smart car, shame on you.
You ought to be carrying that thing around like a tuna can under your arm. Okay, that is exactly. Play it again. You get it? Exactly how I felt when I backed my car out of the driveway this morning and about sideswiped my garage with it.
Oops. That's what always happens. As soon as you pay it off, that's when you're going to wreck it.
I bet you can't wait to hear how I did it.
All right, I'm ready. How you paid it off?
Well, no, and I paid it off a year early. There's several mistakes I made along the way. I didn't miss a payment. That's not one of the mistakes. I'll just be the spoiler alert right here. It isn't like I'm delinquent on my... But there's a lot of mistakes that I made that I could have had it paid off even a year earlier. But I sent in my last big payment last week, $1,513.
Are you sure that's what... Are you sure this is what you heard? If I write out a check for $1,500, I'm not hearing...
I'll tell you right now.
You want to know what mine is?
It's why I haven't brought anybody food before the show.
Don't take it out on us, Deb.
It's why, for the last month, it's why all the piggy banks in my house are turned upside down and empty. It's why I spent hours at the cash machine, the cash conversion machine at my Smith's grocery store. Yeah, I wanted to pay it off early. So let's talk about the things I did right and the things I did wrong. And I'm not just making this stuff up. This is stuff I actually found in well-respected money magazines and newspaper articles. So here's what I did right. Bought the car for $20,000. It was a 2015, and I bought it at the end of the year. So the Volkswagen, they were having their diesel emissions scandal. Remember that, Dave, when they couldn't seem to get anything right? So they were practically...
They were cheating their way, and they got caught, yeah.
It's not a diesel, but I was the recipient, the benefactor of a...
PR campaign?
Yeah. A price cut. So I saved about $8,000 off the sticker price on that. So I felt good about that, but here's what...
That's how you justified getting a new car.
A new car. Okay. Here's what I did wrong. I bought a new car when I needed a new car. So I felt anxious and desperate. Do not appear anxious and desperate while on a car lot.
Yeah, when you walk in and the first thing you say is, I have to walk out of here with the vehicle today. That's a bad negotiating technique. I have to have a car. So I'm desperate.
Even though I only paid about $20,000 for that brand new car, I did not shop used cars. Perhaps I could have shaved a few thousand dollars more off of how much I ended up putting out over the course of the, and made a better deal. But no, that's one of the things I did wrong. I didn't even bother to use car shop. I just went right to that car on the lot and I bought the thing. What also did I do wrong? I bought the extended warranty, Dave. And I didn't get my money out of the extended warranty.
As usual. Is it like life insurance? You don't want to use it, but you're glad it's there if you do.
Paid about $1,500 for the extended warranty, and I only got a new set of front brakes out of it, which saved me about, I don't know, it was like $180 worth of brake pads. Yeah. I'm so upside down in the extended warranty. It's one of the things I would never buy again. Also, here's something else that I got right. I mean, not always a big mess on the car lot. No, I got 0% interest, which is okay. Awesome, right?
It's a good loan.
You think so?
No, you're making me guess. You're second guessing myself.
Here's what I got wrong was my mentality. My mentality about 0%, as I've learned, is misdirected because of the depreciation I immediately suffered the minute I drove that new car off the lot.
Yeah.
They made up for it.
And sometimes on these 0% loans, you have to be careful because they will say, it's a 0% loan, but we're going to charge you a $26 a month fee for every $1,000 that you borrow. You're like, how's that any different than... Well, you're just moving some numbers around. So you do. You have to be careful on those 0% fees or loans because it can be a little trickier and sneakier. They're not trying to give you something for free. They're trying to make their money as well.
They're trying to make you buy
or
make you want to buy that brand new car.
Or finance with them or finance with their credit union.
And that's what I ended up doing, financing it through Volkswagen of America.
Right.
And by the way, I'm still waiting for that title, Volkswagen of America. My daughter and I thought it came in the mail yesterday.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
You got your hopes up?
I did. It was on the counter when I got home last night. There it was, an envelope. We thought for sure it was the title.
Was it a big envelope?
No, it was just a small envelope. It was the bill for this month.
Ew.
And the whole thing hasn't caught up because I did the auto pay on it. So one of the reasons I was able to pay it off a year early is I put even an extra couple hundred bucks a month once in a while. Occasionally, $25 a month whenever I had an extra $25 in the old checking account, Dave, or whenever you didn't make me buy you lunch. I would just throw that on the bill pay and off it would go to Volkswagen.
I have a big appetite. So that helped. That helped.
Biggest thing that I did right with paying off my car early, of all the things that I feel like I did right, and I don't do a lot right with finances, as we know. I've done a lot wrong. I focused on paying it off. I made it a priority. I told my kids, look, we're not having any dinner for the next couple of weeks because mama's paying off the Volkswagen. Yeah. And then I'm planning on keeping it. I've kept it clean inside, Dave. It's not like your smart car where it's a mess inside.
It's a disaster.
I want to keep it. I want to keep it for 10 more years.
Yeah, well, it's...
Or until it breaks down.
It really is exciting, Deb. I'm happy for you. I'm a little jealous, though.
Don't be jealous,
mostly
my
happy,
friend.
Though. Mostly
you don't
happy.
Have a car payment either. Okay, Dave and I committed to all of you to keep you posted on the biggest current health crisis around. That, of course, is vaping. And there's big news today about vaping. We're going to break down the top three things that you need to know.
It's 11:28. Stick around. News, traffic, and weather is next.
You're right on the money with Dave and Dujanovic.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.